Well, hi, church. Thank you for checking in. We're in the book of Mark, studying here in chapter 14. And we're in verse 51 and 52, very short little section here. Kind of a curious one. Some people like to, dig into it looking for meaning. I'll read it to you. It says, "A young man followed him with nothing but a linen cloth about his body, and they seized him, but he left the linen cloth and ran away naked." And that's it. And this is part of the overall scene of Judas betraying Jesus and them taking Jesus away. And of course, Peter rising up with the sword to cut off the guy's ear. Anyway, the point of this part of the story is that everybody has left Jesus. That's what it's about. Jesus said, "You will all fall away," and then they do. Even this young, mysterious young man who nobody knows who he is, even he falls away. And you know, there's a lot of conjecture. Who could this guy be? Is it one of the disciples? Is it Mark himself? Is it just some guy? Nobody knows. It doesn't say. I believe it was Mark, the author. Mark, the Gospel of Mark, was not a disciple. Some people seem to think that all four Gospels were written by disciples. Actually, Matthew and John are the only, of the four Gospels, Matthew and John were the only ones who were actual disciples. Luke was not a disciple. Mark was not a disciple. But there does seem to be some evidence that Mark was part of the crowd, part of the groups of people that followed Jesus frequently, and he would have been very young at that point. There seems to be some evidence of that. But we can't really prove that biblically. Like, it doesn't just come out and say that. But this text, it's like, that's probably the leading theory, that this is Mark. And there's other ideas about who it might be as well. But I tend to think it's probably Mark, and I also tend to think that it doesn't say who it is because God doesn't really need you to know who it was. And people love to conjecture about stuff that really doesn't make a ton of difference. And I think if we spend as much time as we spend conjecturing about the Bible, if we spent that time obeying the Bible, we'd be better off. Believe the Bible, obey the Bible. That's a much more important job than going over the Bible and speculating about stuff that the Bible clearly doesn't really need you to know. A young man followed him, wearing nothing but a linen cloth about his body, and they seized him, but he left the linen cloth and ran away naked. There is meaning here. Everybody's fallen away, even this guy who followed him. Okay, did you catch this? Day after day, verse 49 and 50, "Day after day I was with you in a temple teaching, and you did not seize me, but let the scriptures be fulfilled. And they all left him and fled, and a young man followed him." That's all. Your little Bible might have paragraph breaks there and verse changes. They all left him and fled, but a young man followed him. And then when they grab him, then he flees. Okay, that's the point. The disciples left and ran away. This young man, wearing nothing but a linen cloth — why was he only wearing a linen cloth? Doesn't say at all. You can conjecture. Was he a servant? We know that at the Last Supper, Jesus stripped down, had a cloth around his waist, and washed their feet. That's a servant's outfit. Is this guy like a servant of some sort? I've heard people say that he was somehow, like, jumped out of bed and didn't have time to get dressed, so he just tied a cloth around his waist because he somehow noticed Jesus going by in the middle of the night and wanted to be there, and he just, I don't know, we're conjecturing. The point is, he was not ashamed to follow Jesus. He was not afraid to follow Jesus. Even in a half-naked, kind of embarrassing situation, he was not afraid to follow Jesus. In fact, he had more courage to follow Jesus than the disciples did. His disciples fled, and this guy continued following, at least for a little bit. He didn't run away until the bad guys grabbed hold of him, and then he ran away. All right, so he had more courage than the disciples. Whatever else whoever he was or whatever he was up to, he had more courage. And he also winds up more embarrassed, because now he's running away naked in the middle of the night. At least the disciples ran away with their clothes on, right? That's what happened here. So, to me, this fits into the same theme as Peter that we have already looked at in this section. Peter says, even if everyone else falls away, I will never deny you. I'll never fall away, Jesus. I promise you, I'm going to be faithful. Like making this great declaration of self-confidence. And I'm Peter, and I can do this, and I'm going to do this. Good for you, buddy, but you're not going to do it, and you're going to fall flat on your face. And then when Jesus actually, they do come to betray him, Peter's like, I am going to do it. I'm going to whip out my sword. I'm going to go do it. And then since he's trying to drag Jesus into his thing and he's trying to resist Jesus' thing, Jesus tells him, puts him back in his place, put your sword back in his place, and now Peter's afraid and runs away. Okay? This guy, trusting in his own speed, strength, agility, whatever, thinks he can sneak along behind Jesus and keep following. And they grab hold of him, and now he's terrified, and he runs away too, runs away naked. So the more confident you are in yourself, the more embarrassed of yourself you're going to become. That's a lesson that I see in this. You have a lot of self-confidence, then you're going to have a lot of self-humiliation. All right? If you have the humility to say, Jesus, it's going to be by your grace. If anything good happens with me, if I have any courage, it's going to be because you have courage and you live in me. And I'm not going to follow you, but Jesus, you living in me, you would do that. So I'll do it. Jesus will do it and use me to do it. If you have Christ confidence, you'll keep going. You have self-confidence, you will fall on your face. It doesn't matter how much you have. You'll fall on your face. And in fact, the more you trust in yourself, the more you trust in your own ability to speak your truth and declare your truth or whatever your thing is, the more of that you have, the more embarrassed, the more ashamed you're going to be. Because when you trust yourself, you will have a great fall. Trust Christ and follow him, you'll have a great resurrection. All right. He left the linen cloth and ran away naked. And they led Jesus to the high priest, verse 53. Jesus is now alone. Verse 54, we see Peter followed him at a distance. Peter was one of those that ran away and fled, and now he's sneaking along at a distance. This young man sneaked along a little too close, and they grabbed hold of him. All right, they love Jesus. They really genuinely love Jesus. They really want to be with him. But they lack the boldness. They lack the courage. They think they have it, and they declare, I'll follow you. I'll do it no matter what. But they fall away, and now they're going to sneak along behind. And I don't know what this naked guy did. He might have ran away naked. Did he sneak back and then grab his little towel later, or did he just sneak home and hope nobody saw him? I guess I don't know for sure. The Bible doesn't say. Self-confidence leads to self-humiliation. All right, even if you really love Jesus, these guys clearly love him. They clearly love him. Good for them. Praise the Lord. But they were trusting in themselves. They were leaning on their own understanding. They were leaning on their own confidence, their own skills, their own humanism. It's always, always dangerous. It will always fail every single time. Only what's done truly for Christ will endure. All right, it's a simple little couple verses here. We'll look at Jesus in front of the high priest and the council here tomorrow. God bless you. I'll see you then.